Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning summertime milk flow. As we see the milk price increasing on farm, we want to make sure that we're in a position to take advantage of it. So first thing you need to start paying attention to is what do your cow numbers look like, and particularly as you look forward in your calving information, how many animals will you be milking into the summer and through the summer. Keeping that cow number as high as possible is very important to increasing your milk flow off the farm. Second thing to think about, do you have summertime forages that are of high quality, highly digestible, that will encourage higher levels of milk production in spite of heat stress? Some other things that we can consider is how we're going to incorporate some of our spring forages. If we harvest those at a little bit earlier stage of maturity, we can increase the quality, which will increase the amount of milk that we can get per ton of forage. One of the last things I want you to think about is your cow cooling systems, making sure that those cooling systems, particularly in the holding pens, are up to snuff and ready to go. The other thing you might consider is trying to conserve the amount of water that you use in the holding pen, breaking the holding pen into sections so that when animals aren't present in a certain section that those systems can shut down, hopefully automatically through the use of eyes to detect whether or not animals are present, would be an advantage in terms of water usage. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to consider how they can increase milk flow over the summertime to take advantage of higher milk prices.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.